left Bryn Shandir and is off to do some quests they picked up last episode. Like, they picked up 4 quests in about 2 minutes. It must be some sort of record. Let's roll.
And we're back. Cliff is putting a chicken wing in his butt.
We're watching. Here it goes.
It's, oh, wow. That's a drumstick.
What's putting it in sideways?
The asshole reacts immediately to the sauce.
It does. Look at it pucker. Twitch. Jesus Christ. It's like it's trying to swallow it.
Feed us some blue cheese.
That ain't blue cheese.
Yeah, parking lot ranch.
Oh, it looks like the Sarlacc pit.
Oh. Bet you the purple worm could fit in there.
Anyway, it's up there already.
Just put your pants back on real quick.
And we're back. That's all staying in.
That's the gold of this podcast.
That is the gold. All right, so we're you guys are at Tourmaline. And
about noon, a little afternoon.
It took 6 hours, so yeah, if you left at like 8, it'd be like around 2.
Pi says, do you guys need to eat again?
Yeah, I can eat.
He hands you a ration. Here you go.
No. I have my own, but thank you.
Oh my now god, he ate like, that so fast.
Now we're his pet.
He hands one to you too.
Thank you.
And he's watching you eat it.
He eats it much slower. And I can only eat half.
Yeah.
Because he's 3'9".
The other half gets jammed up his ass.
Interesting.
I like attacking the stomach from both sides.
It's a chicken wing.
Does digestion work both ways? Spider says it does not.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it does not.
I find I feel fuller longer if I put it in both ends.
Maybe I should try.
Spider says, let's keep these rations for the animals. Like, okay.
So Tourmaline is a fairly established town in the Ten Towns. It's not quite Bryn Shandir's level, but it's not far below either.
Very clean.
So there's a couple taverns.
It's got 2 taverns in this
it
one?
It does. It's a 2-tavern town.
Wow.
But that's it. That's all I got.
No.
It's got an inn.
In addition to taverns?
And a tavern. An inn and a tavern. So the inn also is a tavern, because that's how inns work.
Yeah.
But there's also the Blue Clam, which is a tavern.
Mm.
The Pink Clam.
You're a child.
I know. Jesus Christ. Finish that wing already. How long does it take you? It's one wing.
It's impressive how he's stripping the meat with his asshole, though.
It is. It's not supposed to be teeth up there.
it's not so much teeth as it's just like hardened skin from use.
The power of the lips.
Which is a pure suction in the hardened skin.
Really, if you get a good suction and you open it up, it's like the vacuum sucks it off.
It's like a black hole.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. You probably win a wing eating contest like that. You have a little wing bowl, just shoving wings up your asshole.
It might be like a loophole they haven't closed.
It's definitely some kind of hole.
They don't have wing bowl anymore.
I know.
That's why?
They shut it down a few years ago.
What?
Probably COVID, right?
Oh, I think COVID. And it never came back.
No,
they shut it down before then. Because they're all getting old, like the people that started it. And I think they it was like fucking hedonismville.
I think it just like
and like, right, I think between them getting old and like the world not tolerating like the complete debauchery
of was of there, the, were there people sleeping hedonistically there?
Yeah, no, they were not sleeping.
No.
People would show up at like 6 AM blitzed.
Yeah, I knew
and
that.
Just tits everywhere and fucking vomiting and like
Vomiting on tits.
Like, probably vomiting on tits, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened.
I wanted to go. I never went, though.
Well, how kind of sad. I did want to go to the Wing Bowl,
too. A little pastrami sandwich, if you know what I mean.
See some nice Anywhere USA tits.
Everyone knows where Wing Bowl is, but... I think. Hmm? Like, I mean, we're the only ones that had Wing Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very local.
Who had Wing Bowl? Oh, yeah. Just us. All right.
So it's got a couple inns and whatnot.
Couple inns. There is... you enter the town. It looks decent. That's not bad.
This place doesn't suck. Thank you.
Spider wonders if there's a mayor in each town. Is there a mayor in each town?
Yeah.
There's a speaker. Every
you just ten... ask everybody until you can find them.
Every 10 towns has a speaker.
Okay.
You might know about our...
You can meet them if you want. I mean, it's not like they're...
See, like, hanging out in the bar?
They're super... They're not super hidden. Like, you can go to the town hall and just... He's fucking there.
I mean, we might as well start there, right?
Okay.
That was Smiter talking to the group.
Sure.
You going to the town hall then?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Because you have to ask about these kobolds.
They are... So you go to the town hall and as you're walking there, a boy wrapped in heavy winter clothing shouts the news of the day as people pass. And when you approach...
That's a weird thing to shout.
The news of the day. The news of the day! When you approach, the boy cries, "The gemstone mine is closed because of monsters. Speak to Mathis. He's offering 50 gold to anyone that clears it out."
Spider says, is Mathis the head of the town?
Matthew. That's awful. Mathis. Yeah, he's the... He's the speaker.
Oh, okay. Thanks, boy.
Gemstone mine is closed because monsters.
Smiter hands him a ration. Here you go. Pious, I mean.
Thank you.
So weird.
This is my job.
He waits him for a say if he eats it.
This is my job. I have to keep... Gemstone mine is closed because monsters.
With ration in his hand.
Speaker Matthews is offering 50 gold. Anyone who clears it out...
Does Smiter go back and take it back if he doesn't start eating it?
He lets Pius do his thing. Makes him happy.
And then you hear, "Here's a mine, it's closed." It's getting further away.
Yeah.
He
stopped
fading the NPC's voice.
I thought you'd eat it, Pius says.
That's really good, buddy. Oh. Maybe he just ate.
I thought he'd eat it. He's visibly distraught. He's going to starve to death.
You arrive at town hall and he's not there. His assistant is like, yeah, he's at the tavern.
Assistant
to the speaker.
He says, yeah, he's at the tavern.
Oh. Which one?
The Blue Clam.
Okay.
So, sorry, we're going to have to walk pretty far.
You can't tell us about the kobolds?
It's better if you hear it from him.
Oh. Spider says it's the Torga group here.
What?
The traveling Torg faces. I forget what their fucking names are called.
Torgs, the Torgs.
The traveling Torgs? Or are they just called Torgs?
Right. Well, it's the Torgs.
What do they do?
They're like a traveling merchant train, yeah.
Okay. The Torg merchant train.
she says, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they're not here. I mean, you should talk to him.
What do you do here?
You
said you're the assistant.
I just, I keep people out of Mathis's face.
But you're sending us to him.
Yeah, but that's because you asked about the mine. What do you want from me?
He has the book. Don't tell him what he's...
A little help, man. Yeah.
He wants people to help with the mine. But if you came in and you're like, "Hey, Mathis owes money," I wouldn't tell you where he is. Get it?
Fine, got whatever.
It? Good.
Pi says, "Fuck!"
What's wrong with
everybody's waving at him.
What's wrong with your friend?
It's a new word. He doesn't get it yet.
It's not a new word. It's pretty old.
Yeah.
New to him.
It is to him.
Okay.
Did you eat? He says.
I'm fine.
Okay. You came back from yelling fuck.
Chewy. Fuck!
He's like an Italian, turn into an Italian grandmother. Yeah. You're very thin looking.
He's just handing out sandwiches.
Oh, God.
I think Sylvan just had a chicken wing come out of his nose.
All right. So I guess we'll head over to the blue clan. Smiter says, is there a blacksmith in the town?
No. Not here. Oh. You can go to the
Is this considered a big town and it doesn't have a blacksmith?
I mean, we have, like, someone that can do, like, repair work and stuff. We don't have a blacksmith, sorry. It's not that big of a town. There's only 600 people here.
It's a black dot on that map, which means large town.
We can always go to, you can always go to the Black Iron...
He says, I heard there was better quality blacksmiths around here.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Not here.
We're all regretting our purchases.
I mean, the pittons are probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're if you buy little off, stuff like, from them, they're fine. Black Iron Blades.
What about the
crampons? I mean, their shoes, whatever.
Black Iron Blades aren't known for their weapons. I mean, I wouldn't buy a sword there or anything. It's probably going to shatter.
I look at my sword, I'm like, fuck.
They're just... You know, rife with flaws. Hmm. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't even buy like a fucking kitchen knife there.
Eldritch blast.
Are you Eldritch blasting the gnome for laughing at your purchase?
No, I'm blasting the messenger to the speaker.
He didn't even know that you bought a sword there.
It doesn't matter.
He's just giving his honest opinion.
Yeah. So am I. I'm saying I honestly don't care for your opinion. I'm the dude was seriously warning you. Being a bully.
He was. He's not like being mean about it. He's just like, yeah, I wouldn't.
He was being a cunt about it. Was he? He sneered at us. He said that he like smirked at us when we were going there.
That guy. That's not the same guy.
You blasted him.
You're blasting the
you're getting mad at the
I'm getting angry at my purchase, but I'm projecting it.
I'm
projecting onto this guy literally by just shredding him with Eldritch Blast.
So mean. Anyway. But yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Your boss is going to need a new assistant.
are you threatening me? What did I do? Anyway,
I go to take the long sword out of its scabbard, and only the hilt comes off.
They're not that bad. He looks at it, like if you're taking the long sword, he's like,
no, I didn't take it
out. Okay. But if you're like looking angry, he like looks and he's like, oh, I mean, they're not terrible. They're serviceable, but anyway, he's at the Blue Clam. You might want to go there. Hmm. Bye.
Bye.
So you go to the Blue Clam?
Was there a long sword in sight in the office?
No. Oh. I mean, he had like a side dagger. That was about it. Not from Black Iron Blades.
All right, let's go to the Blue Clam.
Outside the tavern, you see two bundled up humans talking to one another. When they see you, one waves to you in a friendly manner and says, hey.
Hey.
Hey, you guys seem way too prepared for trouble. Are you here about the mine?
We don't know yet.
Smiter said we came for information about it.
Oh, okay. So you're here to see, is it Mathis?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, he's inside.
Thanks.
I'm just trying to help, man. Jesus, why are you all...
I'm just going
to
give him a ration.
Hey, did you work in the mine?
Did I work in the... No, I don't work in the mine.
What do you do?
Me?
Yes, sir.
I work at the inn. I'm a barback.
You ever think about becoming a comeback?
Does the guy giggle at that joke?
Well, no.
I'm just wondering. You know, maybe he has a sense of humor.
He's like, no.
Okay.
Pie says, what's a comeback?
Smiter show them.
Ew. Face it, I cannot.
I don't think they do that.
Just oil.
Somebody just says, I'll explain it to you tonight.
So, Oris Mathis is a half-orc, and he's like, yeah, it's fucking a few days ago. He's drunk as shit.
I was going to say, is he drunk?
And he's like, a few days ago, fucking kobolds Just wanted in the mind.
Pi says, are you a plant?
What?
Like a plant?
Oh, huh?
He's green. Because
I'm green?
Yeah.
No, buddy. I'm just a half-orc, man.
Oh.
What was I saying? What was he talking about?
The mine.
Oh, you're for the mine. Yeah. So, the kobolds are here. No one died yet, but they all got ran out. And, 1 second.
We can smell that burp. It's like.
I think.
Do you need something to eat?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Puts the ration.
a human miner did go missing, though, a few days before the Goal showed up.
It wasn't that boy that was saying about the news, was it?
Yeah. Because he didn't eat his ration.
That's a human miner.
That's the mine. You're confusing me, dude, a lot. Why are you staring at me like that? He's staring at me very intently. Anyway,
it's different.
If you clear out the mine, I'll give you 50 gold
each.
No, I don't have that much.
Okay. Who else is playing?
So what do you do?
Pi says, I think we should help the town.
Okay.
Do you have any idea on how many kobolds there are?
Enough to fucking run people out, that's for sure.
How many miners were in the mine?
I don't know, about 10.
Mm. There might be a similar number. How far is the mine from here?
Not too far. You can get there in about 20 minutes. I gotta go. He like starts vomiting profusely.
I think he needs a ration, Pius.
He said he didn't want one. But he could be hungry. It looks like his rations are on the floor again.
the innkeeper's like, fuck.
Fuck!
God damn it.
Gotta be a... While Rayan doesn't quite know what to make of the Warforged, me as a player loves Pius.
So he's like, fucking Aurus, stop. You're cut off, man. Stop drinking so much. You're supposed to be the speaker. You can't just come in here and drink until you puke. Or it's like, my own business. He's like, I gotta clean that up. Anyway.
Rayan looks on disdainfully like, ugh, trash.
So, you can walk to the mine. And, it's like a 30-minute walk.
I'll call an Uber.
It's fair. The entrance to the gem mine is an open tunnel in a hillside. Empty carts are parked near the entrance, next to which a crude wooden sign has been propped up. Written on the sign is charcoal. Kobolds only in common. It's really crudely written, though. Like, the K is backwards.
Do we, any of us, know what kobold is?
Yeah, they're pretty common. You would know. Yeah, they're like tiny little dragons
guys.
That are annoying.
It's like, I heard they were mean.
Okay,
I mean, you might, the Warforged might not have, but these guys would have.
Kobolds look like little dragon men.
I know of dragons.
So, you guys going in or not?
Yeah, man.
Is that gate still open?
Smiter will lead the way.
Okay.
I guess you'd probably be next to him. And then the cleric and the wizard in the back. You're a wizard, right?
Wait, isn't the cleric in chain?
Wizardary.
What?
Isn't the cleric in chainmail?
Yeah, but he's a cleric. The clerics tend not to lead the way. And Smiter wouldn't let him. Like, if
I'm not saying he leads the way, but wouldn't he be right behind Smiter?
Yeah. They'd be... I assume we're generally 2x2.
Okay.
Sort of a thing.
Yeah, so, the wizard's last, because he's got no hit points.
Nah. And, like, no armor.
Makes sense.
And he's 2.5 feet tall.
Pretty tiny.
Yeah.
He's gonna get smoked.
I thought he was 3'9".
Did you say 3'9"? For your height of your character?
3'6".
3'6". So 3.5 feet tall.
Pretty small. Bigger than Vern Troyer. All right, so racks holding picks and hammers are nailed to the walls of this small cavern. The floor is covered with rock dust and tracks.
Hammered to the wall, Bobby.
Do we see any kobolds in here?
Someone make a survival check.
Pius has a plus three.
Minus one.
Whoever, I don't care who makes it.
I assume it's going to be me because he has that's wisdom and you're probably not wisdom.
Plus two, baby.
Well, I'm going to make it anyway.
All right.
Oh, 22.
Okay. You know that the there's tracks, there are reptilian footprints mingled with human tracks and a set that look like they belong to a pair of giant rodents.
You could tell the difference by the shape of the feet if you look. Some of them have long toes. Some of them have things that are covering the toes.
Crane walks away.
Why did he say shh? That's weird.
So, large rodent,
reptilian feet, and human feet.
Hmm. Are they all walking?
No, they're all in different directions.
Okay.
You just notice all of them. Yeah.
Pi says, I don't think he meant, no one had mentioned anything about rodents. Large ones.
That is true.
True. No one did. So you can, directions.
No, these aren't the friendly animals.
So there's the cave splits off in three directions. There is one to the left, one to the right, and one in the middle. All right,
let's split up.
All right.
That's the best thing to do.
Especially at level one. We'll get this done so much faster. Yeah.
You get shit done, man.
Start from the left?
Yeah, I guess.
Is there any difference? Assume not.
Yeah, did we perceive anything from the any of the tunnels?
No, not really. It's pretty dark. I mean, there's torches. It's enough to see, but it's not, you know, super bright.
Do gnomes have dark vision? Yes, right?
Depends on the elf.
No gnomes. Yes.
Do they?
I think so.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right.
What about Warforged? Yes, dark vision.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it said anything about dark vision.
The floor in the east end of this dusty cave is 5 feet higher than the west end, with a rocky ridge separating the two areas except for slopes on either side. Picks and shovels lean against the ridge. Small gem deposits in the ridge and the wall caves gleam seductively.
Rayan does step forward.
You want to cut me, baby?
What?
Rayan does look at those, would you say, like pockets and with something shiny in it?
Yeah. You can tell that if you were to spend some time, you could probably get some gems out.
I mean, that's probably a while, right? Make too much noise, probably attract the kobold. Probably. Maybe on the way back.
Maybe.
Okay.
Spider says, I have a pickaxe.
We're going to use that on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So this area curves around and then leads in two directions. You can go either to the left or the right.
Going to the left?
Keep going left.
Okay. Excuse me. An underground river flows through the far side of this cavern, which is supported by natural stone pillar near the water's edge. Near you and the river are two halfling-sized gray rodents with long tails and beady eyes. They rush to attack as soon as you notice them. Roll for initiative!
Yay!
Oh,
wow. Two. Nice.
All right. Smiter, 14. Pius, 13.
Rayan's 23.
Wow. Nice.
All right, hold on. What was that again?
14, 13. Smiters, Pius. Rayan, 23.
Smiter, Pius. Rayan, 23.
All right. Mm. They look like big rats, basically.
Yeah. Big rats. Oh.
Big rats, giant rodents.
Okay, so they rolled a six.
Nice. What'd you roll there, Sylvan?
Two, baby.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
You want to get two chips out?
They're considered small, so even though they're giant.
You mean tiny?
No, small. They're giant rats, so they're small. A of regular course. Rat will be tiny.
Yeah. How far away are they?
They are close enough that they can get up to you in one turn, so less than 30 feet.
So, 20 feet?
Yeah, sure.
Well, just gotta know, man.
I get it.
Okay. Alright, it is Rayan's turn.
Rayan's turn. Okay, so I'm gonna open with the classic cantrip of Eldritch Blast.
Nice.
Mm, yeah. I'm sorry you didn't shock thing you. That you volunteered to do.
So I'm gonna go for number two, yellow two. Oh, well, two.
What did I do?
Huh?
Yeah.
Nope, nat one.
Nice.
I hit a 20 and then I hit a 1, so that's about right.
Okay.
Law of average.
So I'm going to say that the Eldritch Blast hits one of the other guys.
You're like, too early.
Yeah.
Too early.
So,
let's see. Just have to roll at that point. It makes sense, as much sense to hit anybody.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, well, the more you roll,
yeah,
right?
I'll roll, yeah.
For who
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. So it would be S.
Smiter.
Oh my god.
Ooh, god. 9 points of
force. 9 points?
Oh my god.
Smiter's like, dude.
Sorry, bro. Wrong way.
This dude is a fucking liability.
We're almost dead at this point.
That would have put me on the ground.
Smiter's like, I don't even know if I can go up now.
Yeah, Smiter's turn.
Attacks Rayan.
TDK. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Here's the shortest campaign ever. Our warlock ended up killing everyone.
Two giant rats took care of the rest.
Giant rats, that's right. But they're small inside.
Smiter says, Pius, you're going to have to take a round. He steps back a little bit. I mean, he doesn't want to die.
That's fair.
And Chuck Levet javelin at number one there. That one.
Oh my god.
All right. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5, 6.
I kind of hope it's me only because of my fuck up.
One.
Ah.
Oh. It's the fucking. No.
This is not good.
This is not going to be good.
Jesus Christ. This might be.
6 points.
I have one left.
The wizard is almost dead.
Smiter says, I now understand your mistake, I did not mean that.
Right. The rats look confused. I'm not going to lie. They're looking like, these guys
are idiots.
Crazy.
Maya says, no worries, I'll protect you, and runs forward.
Okay.
Fucking idiot.
He's trying to feed him rations. Huzzah.
There we go. 22.
Hit.
Come on, good hit. Really need this to be a good hit.
Really need this one, guys.
5 points of damage.
Okay.
And Smiter's like, no! Fuck.
Uh-oh.
And Pice is like, fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck!
Okay, it is their turn, and where are they in relation to the people? 1 second. Okay, so... Well, Pius run up. They're not super intelligent, so they're both going to run up and hit Pius.
All right. I assume.
So, let's see what we got.
Miter's like, I need to communicate more with Pius. I wanted him to stay back.
9?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay. And the other one attacks? 15?
No.
Okay. Well, it's pretty good. So, it's... the wizard's turn. Wizard gnome.
Alright, I guess I'm going to cast Thunderclap. Which one's hit? One?
Yeah.
On one.
Is Thunderclap a area effect?
Yes.
Wouldn't that hit Pius?
It says it does 5 feet.
From you?
No, it's area.
So 5 foot radius. You could do a 5 foot area.
You could do it behind him then.
Create a burst of thunderous sound that can be heard up to 100 feet away. Each creature
within
range, other than you. Oh, it's right around.
Yeah, I was gonna say it should be right around you. It's self, right?
Where is like the cast on self?
It should range. Say self.
5 feet.
So it's just 5 feet. Around.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, okay. Thunderclap is generally like a get away from me spell. Yeah.
Gotcha. Misunderstood.
That's fine.
I'm gonna cast Frostbite.
Okay.
Constitution saving throw.
On which one?
One.
The one that's hurt?
Mm-hmm.
12?
Nope.
Okay.
And that is 1d6 cold damage.
Okay.
You're doing it.
I'm casting magic, Papa.
Oh, nice.
4+...
He's dead.
Is it just 4?
He's dead.
Okay. It's probably just 4, yeah.
He's dead.
Which one?
Number one. It's right.
Ice is like neat. It kind of looks at the frozen dead thing and like kicking it a little bit.
Oh my god!
You like that?
7.
No. It is.
Something's a little smoke.
Spider's turn.
Smiter can't get fucking back up there, so he's gonna get close and hurl his second javelin.
Uh oh.
16.
That's a hit.
6 points of damage.
Okay. It is Pius' turn.
Do it, Pius.
He's going to try his Warhammer again. Why not? Aw, dang. 7.
No.
He smashes the cold rat.
Whoopsie.
He got distracted.
God damn it, Pius.
That sucked. Does a 12 hit?
No.
And he missed.
All right, it's Sylvan. You gonna do the constitution check again?
Yeah, I'll just do the constitution check again. You have to beat
the frozen 13. One? Is that a cantrip?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to beat a 13?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nice.
He's dead.
Nice.
Another 4.
Neat. Pius smashes that one too.
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry.
Little chunks of rat.
Yeah.
All over the place.
He's like looking for the heart and stuff. You guys use these, right?
No.
I mean, in you.
Oh, yes.
Not that one, though.
Somebody's just like, I feel like after they die, something should happen. You know? I don't know what. Something like, ding, ding, ding.
Nope. Sorry. Not in this one.
I mean, like, you might feel a little stronger?
Yeah.
You don't.
Smiter, Pius says, Smiter, you look hurt. Do you need some?
Yes.
Help? Do you like a... Quick, says, yes, short
please.
Rest.
Or Smiter says yes, please. he can cast a spell and heal him. So it's one.
Well, the wizard needs it too.
Does he?
Wizard has 1 hit point.
I guess we take a short rest.
Yeah, let's
here.
Just take a quick.
Short this rest. Is the back of a cavern, right?
Yeah, you guys have 1 hip die, so
yeah.
It's not like you have a whole lot to roll.
Mm. Well, that'd
be all right, rude.
Smiter says, save your spells. Let's just take a quick breather. No pun intended.
Good thing you didn't do that thunderclap, because that would have brought a lot of shit to you.
No, why didn't we do what?
Oh, the thunderclap.
Yeah, yeah.
I rolled a 1 on my d6.
So you got 1 point back. Two hit points.
And your constitution modifier.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Right.
Plus your constitution modifier.
But yeah, to 3.
Smiter gets it all back. He gets everything.
3.
We should have bought health potions.
They're way too expensive.
You guys can't afford
just a normal health potion?
No, yeah, 50 gold pieces.
What are you talking? I have over 100 gold, or I have 75 gold.
You could have bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one, though.
I only have 33.
How do you only have 33?
Pius says, do you need a ration or
wasn't
healing?
Wasn't it 44 times 10 or some shit? I could use some healing.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. He'll cast a spell for it.
Is he a life domain?
Yeah. He's, hold on, you get 1 plus spell casting modifier, which is my attack, spell attack, right?
Yeah, to hit.
So, plus 5. So you get 6 plus an additional 2 plus the spell level because I'm a life cleric.
So it's level 1.
So you get like
so you're back up
yeah,
to
you're
7.
Back all the way up.
Wow.
Nice.
That's what it is, right? It's 1d8 plus spell casting modifier. Mm-hmm. That's the spell attack modifier, right?
That is your spell attack modifier. Yeah.
So the lowest I can give anyone back is
6.
9 points.
Oh, wow.
Because it's 1 plus 5 plus 2 plus the spell level.
Okay.
Wow. You're so strong. I think I've been calculating that wrong this whole time.
My God, you know.
I was a war cleric, so I didn't have...
Once you build it,
he will come.
Wait.
He'll be there.
Your God that you haven't built yet has given you powers.
Yes.
Interesting.
Have faith.
Have faith.
What?
Okay. So isn't your God...
Doesn't that prove that you'll succeed?
Wait, aren't you your God's God, then, if you're making...
I like the way
you're
think.
Making
now I'm getting it.
Yeah. Hey, Pius, aren't
you your god's god if you make him?
What? No. Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, this makes sense. But it's fine.
Sylvan is now thinking about how he can make it look like his god. Like he is the one who energetically brought their god to life.
So there's a so where you are is there's a bunch of thermal vents and there's a river flowing down to somewhere. You can't see. It gets really dark. So I don't know.
Is there anything on these rats?
No, sorry. They're just rats. No,
anything around the cavern of interest other than the river?
Just the river and...
So the river, we can travel with the river if we wanted to?
You could try.
To go farther down?
Any canoes or...
Is it like a deep river or is it like
a stream? It's flowing pretty fast.
Okay, so it's like a legit thing.
Yeah.
The chainmail guys probably won't do all that great. But... Although you don't have to breathe, right? So you can just walk across the river floor.
I mean, it could still sweep us away.
Yeah, you weigh like 400 pounds, right?
Oh, we do weigh a lot on it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, still, water carries things pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's just head
back. How far is the stream? So, we're in this room, and the stream, we could cross it, but what is there anything on the other side?
There's nothing on the other side. No, the stream, there's
it's against the wall.
It's right. Basically against the wall,
yeah. Okay. But we could follow it if we really wanted to.
You could. You
but
could
it's,
try.
It's deep. Does it seem deep enough, like, if they go and reach their hand into it?
I mean, it's probably going to... It feels like it's going to sweep you away.
Yeah. Pretty strong.
Really strong current.
All right, why don't we just follow it?
We can't. I assume it's like...
No, there's like a tunnel, right, that it goes into, but there's no beach that we can follow.
Well, you see, so the tunnel is... It's a cave, right?
Yeah.
So it's very dark. So you see the... You know that it's... If you go into the thing, it's going to... You're going to flow with the river.
Yeah. There's nowhere to walk with it.
Let's just head back and go through the actual...
Yeah.
Whatever.
The actual tunnels.
I'm the shit. Walkable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why? Why are you like this?
Don't be a cunt.
You can't be a wizard if you don't go traveling. I mean, or if you're smart enough to go to one of the schools, I guess.
I'm not. I don't have the money.
So you go back up to the fork... And it goes back to where you were or to the right.
Right, yeah. All right, we're going right then.
Okay. Benches and tables are set up as workspaces where miners clean any gemstone they find. Gravel and pebbles are I love that word. On the ground. Scattered across the floor are a few hammers, picks, and broken lanterns.
Oh, any picks for you? You want a pickaxe?
Yeah. I'm going to take one of the picks.
You're going to take the picks? Okay.
Cost me 2 gold to get one of those. Should just waited.
Stupid.
Is that all you're doing? Just taking the picks?
No. Is there any gems or anything on the...
Roll a perception check.
Perfect. Minus one.
Someone roll a perception check. I don't care who.
Pius can roll. He's got plus three.
Yeah.
19.
Good enough.
Dude, that's literally what I just rolled when I threw it.
You find a figurine that has two tourmaline pebble-sized eyes. It is worth 10 gold pieces.
Neat. he chucks it in the river.
Oh. No, you fool!
No, he won't do that. Hey, guys, I'll save this. We can see if we can, I guess, sell it.
Yeah, we want
for
to sell
ration,
it
maybe.
Sure.
So there's really...
Should we leave the simpleton with the... the goods, though?
It's a dog, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll let him have that one.
I'll just say, well,
why don't you keep
we
that
share
one?
We share this stuff. I say, I don't see any shoes on it.
It's a dog.
Yeah. That's all it makes sense.
Yeah, remember we were talking about dogs and what they look like? That's a dog. Remember the picture that was shown to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the dog.
10 gold. Okay.
Cool.
So there is a, you can either, you see, a precipice above where you could have came down from the right when you entered the cave and jumped down here. So you're basically, you can either go back the way you came, you can try and climb up the precipice to go back to the entrance, or you can
So you think something loops around into this room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can go straight down.
You mean farther?
Further down into the cave, yeah.
Yeah, well... Might as well keep going farther.
Yeah, further into the cave.
Wooden planks and struts form a walkway along the wall of a seemingly bottomless vertical shaft. A narrow waterfall cascades down the northeast wall, and the sound of rushing water is loud in the confined space. Someone roll an intelligence check. Just pure intelligence.
I mean, that's going to be your guy.
Sorry to...
Hey, it's not Smiter.
To play.
Shut up. Seven.
Yeah, no.
Mm.
So, okay.
Pius says, we saw a river already.
You did. That was actually pretty, you know, I'm going to let you understand what's happening then. So if you went into that water,
yeah,
you would have been shot into the Underdark and died.
I think it's going to keep going.
I mean, it just doesn't end. It's just
yeah,
straight down.
Don't go in there.
Okay.
So we have to head back?
No, you can go. You can go on the. I mean, it looks pretty rickety, but you can go further down. There's an area. You go across the planks, and there's another cave.
Spider says, "For all the kobolds in here, they're kind of not around."
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, let's keep going, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. A wooden pulley system has been constructed around a large hole in the floor. A big bucket enough to hold a humanoid is held up by thick rope. Three alcoves next to the lift contain wood boards and mining equipment.
I wonder if this is where they keep going down to mine.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Is there a way to get down there?
Mm-hmm.
But only one at a time?
So there's a... So basically there's a... you see a crank... and it looks like it's one at a time, but you can, the person that's in the bucket can control the crank. So you would
crank yourself down,
and then someone pulls the bucket back up and then they can crank themselves down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can we see down the shaft?
Yeah, it's not that far down. It's, but it's far enough that you wouldn't want to jump.
Yeah. I just didn't know if it was like, we're going into the darkness.
You're going pretty far. You're going down. Yeah.
I just meant, like, you know, we couldn't even see the bottom. We're like, all right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, Smiter will go first.
Okay, so the mechanism creaks as the bucket lift descends towards the floor of a small cave where two dusty tunnels lead in opposite directions.
Just more tunnels.
Someone make a survival check again.
He's the only one down there.
Well, no, I'm going to say you all went.
Oh, we all went?
Yeah. Oh, I did not agree to that.
Well, if you don't want to.
Well, that's... one after the other, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the plan, right? We were going to go down.
I figured that was what was going on.
I mean, you can stay at the top by yourself if you want. But...
No, I'll come.
All right. Pius has a +3 on survival.
Okay.
So. 22.
Oh, wow.
Man, he's fucking nailing.
He's so good at surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see...
All my wisdom.
A whole bunch of...
Fuck!
You see a whole bunch of tracks of kobold leading, coming from the west, bunch of tracks, and only a single set of kobold footprints leads to the east.
There's more kobolds that way, and only one way. Going that way.
Okay.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by their feet.
I don't think he's an idiot.
Well.
So
we're going to
the... Later says we might as well go to the one track first.
Yeah.
One with lesser.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. A hole in the west side of this chamber opens.
West side?
What?
West side.
Oh. A hole in the west side of this chamber opens into the central shaft, letting in the sound of the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
The floor in the north end of the cave is 5 feet higher than the south end, with a rocky ridge separating them and a slope on the either side. Leading to the top of the ridge. The walls above the ridge gleam with gem deposits.
Gleam with what?
Does anyone have a passive perception of 16 or higher?
No.
I don't think any of us could.
Okay.
Right? No.
No, well, I'm not, none of my, yeah. The, because we can't even have 18 yet.
No.
As a thing. So the most you could have, if you had,
12.
Is 15.
Or 15.
But I have 13.
Okay.
And Smiter has 9.
Jesus, Smiter.
So.
What's going on?
Sorry, Smash.
You can you see the same kinds of gems and things in the walls. Mm-hmm. So you can use the miner pick if you want to try and get gems out.
But we don't see anything in this room or in the top shelf if we walk around a little bit.
Nope.
No.
It's exits, very dark.
No exits out of here?
No, just the way you came.
How long would it take to extract the gem?
Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's not true.
Liar!
No, I was right. No, I was right. Yeah. No, it circles around. Sorry. My bad. I was looking in the wrong spot.
So there is another exit out of this.
Yes. But it looks like it's just a drop to certain death. So if that's the exit you want to take, I'm not going to stop you. It is definitely an exit of many, many different
things. Spider says, you want me to see if I can't whack a few of these guys out?
What?
The gems.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see what you extract from the wall. Sounds a lot more
sexual. You want me to whack you off? I'm a robot. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I have no feeling one way or the other.
Okay, so he takes his pickaxe and goes hits the wall.
Okay.
This is going to draw something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's not what I'm rolling for. It's not always rolling.
A
for
dragon
bad
bursts
stuff.
Out. Yeah. Oh god.
Dragon. Oh my god.
Yeah, you don't find anything.
Oh.
You've been. You can keep going. It's like
this is shitty work.
So. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, he stops.
Oh. Okay. Oh, that one. Oh, too. Okay, you stopped. No. You find an acorn-signed tourmaline.
Oh. How much is that worth?
10 gold pieces.
Wait. Oh, look, one finally popped out.
Nice. All right.
I'll just hit. Here, Pius, just stick it in your pocket with the other thing.
Did you want to keep going?
No, we're not miners.
We're hoping for easy money.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Not this murder. Bullshit. Not this manual labor bullshit.
It's fair.
To travel and kill.
Yeah. So you can go back to the way you came. Or
Pius jumps down the hall.
Or you can throw yourself
goodbye
down.
Life.
You throw yourself down in the dark.
Oh my god!
Spider touch
it.
No,
I'll save
you. Oh shit.
So should we go the way of the other, like all the footsteps then?
Yeah, it's weird that there's one footstep.
But nothing.
But nothing. Maybe they're invisible kobolds.
Maybe he is dumb.
So you're going back to the
we'll go to the one with many traps, yeah.